The Indiana Repertory Theater season focuses on diversity this year and opens with a one-woman play created and performed by Cherokee actress Delana Studi. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer talks with Studi about the personal story she shares in her work, And So We Walked, an artist's journey along the Trail of Tears.
I've always wanted to tell this story. It was a key point in the way I was reared in Oklahoma. My father is a full-blood Cherokee and an old speaker, which means his first language is Cherokee. And I grew up knowing a little bit about the Trail of Tears, but I never knew about my family before Oklahoma. And that was a big part of the mystery of who I was, and I wanted to make sure I found that out. And so I started researching it, and that's what this play is about, is me going back and finding out where we were and who we were before we got to Oklahoma. And because of my father's experience, my father is a survivor of the American Indian boarding school system. So he was forcibly removed from his home when he was 9 years old and sent to a school where he wasn't allowed to be Cherokee. And so the fact that we have any of our culture still in our family is a huge deal for us. And so it's something my father never really talked that much about. And I knew if I went on this journey with him, it forced him to open up.
You had to have learned so much and gathered so much material and experienced so many things on this journey to create the story. How did you decide what you were going to include in your final presentation?
Oh, that was very tough. Honestly, the first draft of the play was over 30,000 words, and when read aloud, it was 6 hours long. And it did read more like a travelogue, more like a little travel journal. Day one, we did this. And my producer-director, Corey Madden, said, we want to hear about the relationship with you and your father. Can you talk more about that? And I did not want to. It was just too personal of a story. And my goal was to write about the Trail of Tears. And Corey said, that story's been told. We want to hear your version of the Trail of Tears. We want to hear how it affects you and your family and how you live with it day to day.
How have you changed since the beginning of this to the end, not only as a Cherokee woman, but as a daughter with your father?
What's interesting about the trail, and my father and I, when we retraced our family's footsteps 4 years ago, at the end, we had a huge fight, and we didn't speak for 3 months. In a weird way, the trail for me was just as heartbreaking. It was one of those situations when it was over, I didn't have an epiphany. I didn't feel like anything had been solved. I was in my own downward spiral, and my father and I weren't speaking. So the play became about intergenerational trauma and historical trauma and how do we heal from that. And in the healing process, my father and I have become a lot closer. He and my mother both get, they get to read the play first, and they get to provide the first set of notes.
I sense that this could lead to further explorations of your heritage as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those situations where what we tell in the play is only the tip of the iceberg, just because of time. It's such a complicated part of our shared American history that no one really talks about and no one's really informed. And so it does take some time to unpack the history and also to unpack the trauma and how, for Native people, our history is tangible. It affects who we are on a day-to-day basis and how we interact in this world and also how we treat each other. And so learning all that, there's so many more things that need to be said, and there's so many more issues that we need to talk about. And as a Native, I feel like as Native people, you don't ever get to hear our stories, and you never really get to hear about our issues unless it makes national news. And in most cases, we have to struggle just to get on the national news.
That was author and actress Delana Studi speaking with our Arts and Culture Desk's Jill Dittmeyer about the play that opens this week at IRT.